Okay, today we're going to learn Daf Ches Amud Aleph of Maseches Sota. We are holding on Daf Ches Amud Aleph, four lines into the page, at the two dots. So the Mishnah had said that we bring the Sota to the Shara Mizrach, Shar Nikanor. Why? Shasham Mashkinas HaSotos. Because that's where we give the Sotos to drink. And the Mishnah went on to say, we are also Metahar Yoldos over there, we're Metahar Mitzorayin over there. So Bishlam HaSotos Tichsiv HaMidako Enesi Isha Lefnei Hashem. I understand the Sota is by the Pesach Shar Nikanor, because the says in the Pasuk that the Kohen is Mamed the Isha Lifnei Hashem. Sounds like she should be by the Pesach where they go Lifnei Hashem, the Pesach of the Azara, which is called the Shar Nikanor, and Mitzorayin Nami Dichsiv Ve'emel HaKohen HaMitaher. And Yoledes, but Yoledes my Taima. So by the Mitzorayin, by the Sota, it's explicit. But by Yoledes, how do I know that that's by the Shar Nikanor? It doesn't say that anywhere in the Torah. So Ilema Mishum Da'asyon V'kayam Akur Benayu. And if you're going to say that they stand there because they have to stand near their karbanos, titanya in karbanos shaladim karav ela imkain omir al gabav, that a person's karban is only brought when he is omir al gabav, and the yoledis is not able to enter into the azara because she is still a mechusar kapara, so they stand there by the opening, the entrance of Shar Nikanor, so she could be as close as possible to the karban considering her status. Now that can't be, because yihachi zavon v'zavos nami, then zavon v'zavos also should be by Shar Nikanor, because they're also mechusar Kaparin also can't be in the Azara, so they need to be nearby. So why is it only a Ledis and not a Zav and a Zava? Says Mar Inachinami. So yeah, Inachinami, Zav and a Zava also belong by Shar Nikanor. And the Tana only gave the example of Yoledes, because we know Yoledes, Zav, Zava, it's all the same basic category. Tana Rabban, the Gemara brings a Machlokas. What happens actually before the Machlokas? The main point number one is the source, it's explicit in the Torah that a Sota and a Mitzara stand by Shar Nikanor. Yoledes is learned from Yoledes and Azava and Azava also stand by Shar Nikanor because they need to be Omer al Korbanoseihem. They need to be standing near their Korbanos and they're not yet allowed into the Azara because they're Mechusrei Kapara. So now the Gemara says, Tan Rabbanan, Ein Mashkin Shtei Sotos Ka'achas Kedei Shelo Yeliba Gas B'Chavirto. We can't give two Sotos to drink simultaneously because we're afraid that one of them will develop too much courage to try to look good in front of her friend. Rabbi Yehuda, so she's not going to want to admit. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Lo Min Hashem Uzeh. That's not the reason that we don't give two Sotos to drink together. Ela Omer Kra, Osa Levada. It's based on the Pasuk. It says, Osa Levada V'tanakam. So why doesn't the Tanakama darshan from the Pasuk, why does the Tanakama have to come up with the Svara? Tanakama, Rabbi Shimon, the Darish Tam, the Kra, Umma Tam Kamar, Ma Tam Osel of Hada, Kadesh, Shalo Yehe Liba, Gas, Bechavirta. Tanakama is Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon is the one that's Doresh Taima Dekra, meaning Enochinami. It is in the Pasuk, but even after it's in the Pasuk, you still need to explain the reason for the Halacha. And that's where Rabbi Shimon gives us Svara, the reason for the Halacha, because the reason for the Halacha, according to Rabbi Shimon, is Doresh Taima Dekra. Doresh Taima Dekra means not only that you believe there is a reason, we all believe that there's a reason for every Halacha, but that you can make a drasha from the Tam of the Kra, that you can derive halachos from the reason. So according to Rabbi Shimon, it's very important to point out what the reason for the halacha is. My benai, what's the difference between Tanakama and Rabbi Yehuda? They both agree that you don't give two sotos together. So what does it matter if it's a svara or a gzeres hakasav? See, kabenai who wrote tetas. If you see that the woman is very frightened to drink the water, and still she's not going to be, and she's still not being moda that she did anything wrong, that according to the Tanakama who says, because the whole concern is shlo yeh liba gas bechavirta. So okay, that's not an issue over here. This woman doesn't have any bravery. She's terrified, and nevertheless, we're still so. In such a case, you would be allowed to drink, give two sotos at the same time if they're already terribly frightened. There's no concern of bravery. But according to Yehuda, that it's that we're not dorish time medikra. It's exeris hakasav. You cannot give the other sota to drink with her because it's osa, and it's just it's got to be done alone. So it says. If the woman is terribly frightened, would we give her with another woman to drink at the same time? Isn't there another reason not to give two sotos to drink at the same time? Because you don't do mitzvos in bundles all at once. We don't do two hashkos of a sota or being mitar two mitzorayim at the same time. We don't put two avadim together for ritzia, for piercing piercing the ears at one time. We don't do two egla rufa simultaneously. Why? Chavilos. Because you're not allowed to do mitzvos in bundles. So isn't that a good enough reason? So it says, Mar Rabbi Vitim Rav Kana lo kasha, kan b'koin echad, kan b'shnei kohanim. No, the brisa that Asur is giving two sotos together is talking about with one kohen to give them both. And that's Asur because it's mitzvos chavilos. But in our sugya where we allow giving shtei sotos kachas according to Rabbi Shimon, if she's rotatas, that's talking about when there are two kohanim that are giving her. So each one is being mashka one sota. The problem is, the problem would only be that they're near each other, they're in front of each other, and therefore one might get courage from the other one. But it wouldn't be a chavilos issue because they're two totally separate situations. So main point number two, we have three possible reasons not to give two sotos to drink simultaneously. One is that they shouldn't, that the pasuk says osa. A second one is that they shouldn't get too much courage by looking at the other one. And a third reason is because of Enos and Mitzvos, Chavilos. As we pointed out, that there are enough Kaminas between those explanations, right? Rabbi Shimon is the one that gives the reason even though there's a pasuk, because he holds that if she's Rotatas, you are allowed to give two at the same time. And Chavilos is not going to apply when there are two Kohanim, two separate Kohanim that are giving her to drink. Okay, now the Mishnah went on to say, Kohen Ochiz B'Begadeha. The Kohen would grab her clothing at the neckline and would undo her hair. So the Gemara brings a source for these highly unusual things, to do this to a woman in public. So Tanu Rabbanan, the Braisa Darshan Zapasa, Kupara is Roshi Isha, Ein Li Ela Rosha. Gufa minayin, I would only know to make her hair disheveled. How do I know to do something to her body? Tamalomar ha'isha. Sounds like you reveal the woman, her body itself. Imkein matamalomar para es rosh. Why does it say upara es rosh? If it's just telling me that we're megala her head, the Torah should have said upara es ha'isha, and I would know that gilei ha'rosh and ha'guf is together. Why does the Torah say rosh ha'isha? Melamit shakohen soser esara. That tells us not only that he's megala her hair, but that he reveals her hair, that he uncovers her hair, but that he ruins it, he messes it up, he takes it out of a neat bun and makes it wild. Rabbi Yehuda Amar Hamhaya Liba, but Rabbi Yehuda said if she has an attractive lave, then they would not be Megala her lave. So it sounds like Rabbi Yehuda's concerned that they're going to be her hurim. People are going to see this woman unclad or, you know, with her clothing falling off, and they're going to have some sort of her hurim. L'meimet Rabbi Yehuda Chayish L'Rahura V'Rabbanan Lo Chayishi. So the way, are we reading this Mishnah correctly? The Rabbi Yehuda is the one that's choshesh, that people might have hirurim, but the Rabbanan are not choshesh that people will have hirurim? But didn't we learn the exact opposite? Because the Braisa tells us, ish mechasno so perik echad milafanav, that when they would give a man skila, they would cover him with one small piece of cloth in front of his body in order to cover his erva. Ve'isha shnei prakim echad milafanav echad milachra, mnei shekula erva. And a woman would be covered with two cloths, one in front of her, one in back, because it's erva in both places. Divra b'yudva chachal momrim, ha'ish niskal arum, ve'inish niskal asaruma. And the Chum say, no, a woman is not stoned naked at all. She would not be, we would not do this to her unclothed. We would actually clothe her when we give her skila. So it turns out that Rabbi Yehuda apparently is not so worried about hirhure avera when people see the woman getting skila. And the Chum are concerned about hirhure avera when they see her getting skila. So why is it by Yisota that their opinions are flipped? So Amar Rabba, Hacha Taimamai, Shemateitzi Mibezdin Zakois V'Yizkar B'Pirchei Kuhuna. No, over here by the Sota, there's a concern. She may be innocent, and she's going to go on and continue to live her life. And after these Pirchei Kuhuna saw her, these young Kohanim saw her undressed, they may have continued hirurim for her. But Hasel, when it comes to giving someone Misa, Hamistelka, she's going to die. She's getting Skila. V'chi Teima Asil. And if you'll say, yeah, but still, whoever sees her will develop a yitzhar for other women by seeing her. No, we have a tradition that the yitzhar hara is only sholet on what a person actually sees, so we don't have to be choshesh that the yitzhar hara is going to make a tzushtel from this woman to the next woman. Amar Rava, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda kasha. So Rava says what? You only have a stira in Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbana, Rabbana, lo kasha, and you don't have a steer in the Rabbanan, meaning whatever answer you just gave is an answer to explain why Rabbi Yehuda's choshish for Hirhurim by the Sota and not by Skila. But it didn't answer why the Rabbanan are choshish for Hirhurim by Skila, but not by the Sota. You still have to answer that kasha. Ella Amar Rav Rabbi Yehuda lo kasha k'deshanin. You're right. The Stira in Rabbi Yehuda is answered as we already answered. The Rabbanan nami lo kasha, and the Stira in the Rabbanan is not a Stira. The reason that Rabbanan are not choshish for Hurim by the Sota is because we have to dafka embarrass her as much as possible to set an example for the other women. But when it comes to Skila, no greater an example needs to be set than the fact that the person's getting killed. And if you'll say, what do you mean? You could kill her and be mevazeh her, and that would be a greater example. Says Gemara, Amar Rav Nachman, Amar Rav Baravua, Amar Krav, V'haftal Re'echa Kamocha. Bror lo Misa Yafa. No, you can't do that. V'haftal Re'echa Kamocha says that you have to pick a Misa Yafa. You have to pick a proper death that's not going to be degrading. Says Gemara, Lemad Rav Nachman Tanaihi. Maybe this statement of Rav Nachman, that the one who is killing has to choose the best possible death, is really subject to Machlokes Tanaim, that the Rabbanan who do not allow her to get skila naked hold like Rav Nachman, but Rabbi Yehuda, who does allow her to get skila naked, does not hold like Rav Nachman, and holds that you don't have to choose a good death. Says Gemara, look, the Kulian Isud Rav Nachman, everyone agrees to Rav Nachman. The Rabbanan hold that a person's dignity is more important to them than their pain, and therefore the busha is going to be something that's going to be a much greater punishment. So you'd rather give them the what is the better death? The better death is that which has more pain and less busha, fully clothed. It will be more pain because it will be a slower death, but less busha. So that's what the Rabbanan hold. Umar Savra and Rabbi Yehuda hold that no, that a person's physical pain is much more important to them than their busha, than any bizayon they might suffer, and therefore the person would rather suffer less pain and more bizayon, so they'd rather be unclothed when they die, and that in fact is the misa yafa. So main point number three over here, we have a stira between sota and skila, whether hirhur is whether we're concerned for the hirhurim of people who see the woman unclothed. Rabbi Yehuda, and we're metaritz the stira, right? Rabbi Yehuda is metaritz that we're more concerned by sota because she may continue to live than by skila where she's going to die. And the Rabban would say, no, we're more concerned for hirhurim by skila, because we want to pick a misa yafa, and that's just terribly embarrassing for the person. Whereas by sota, we dafka want to make it embarrassing for her, so that other people will know not to do this avera. Okay, Be'ez Hashem, next time we'll do daf ches amud beis, starting from Ha'isa Mechusa Levanim.